As another snowmobile season gets underway, riders should review safety guidelines to ensure safe winter recreation. Joining us by phone is Leland Owens, Recreational Vehicle Coordinator with the Minnesota DNR. Welcome, Leland.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I am doing very well this morning, and we do have snow on the ground up here. Probably not enough yet to snowmobile.
Yes, I know. I was looking at the map of our state for snow depth, and we're lacking, Mark. So hopefully, you know, Mother Nature will bring us a good dose of snow for Christmas here really soon.
That's right. And I noticed that DNR website does have trail conditions. You can actually find that out at the Minnesota DNR website, correct?
Correct. And it's very simple. It's just mndnr.gov.
Now, the other thing I noticed on your website is a good deal of information about snowmobile safety. So the snowmobile season officially opened on December 1st, correct?
Correct, it did. The trails opened on December 1st, and we really want to, you know, just encourage people before they go out, you know, to be prepared so they have a safe, enjoyable trip out there. And, of course, one main element is the snow. We do need that to be able to groom the trails. And Mark, I can't talk about our trail system without mentioning the many local snowmobile clubs who volunteer their time and participate in a grant and aid program to help maintain over 20,000 miles of trails in our state. And without them, all those beautiful trails that we enjoy on snowmobile during the winter would not be available to us. But yes, as we embark on another snowmobiling season, we just want to remind people of a few things. You know, be prepared. Know when you're, you know, where you're going to be going, and don't travel out there by yourself. It's the old buddy system. Most of us, you know, we're familiar with that with scouts or summer camp. You know, you can't go near the lake or go swimming without your swimming buddy. Well, same philosophy with snowmobiling. If you're going to go out on the trails, have somebody else with you, preferably on another machine, and then if a snowmobile, you know, or sled breaks down, you'll have another one to get both of you out of the woods.
So that sounds like two important safety tips. Have a buddy,
yep.
Know where you're going. What are some other safety tips for riders?
Well, what we see in some of our accident data, Mark, is people just going way too fast for the trail or the lake conditions. And we really encourage people to slow down. And unfortunately, speed is often a contributing factor in fatal snowmobiling accidents. And again, with, you know, the snow covers a lot of hazards, and once you're off a groomed trail, if you're out on a lake for the first time, you know, make sure that you follow the main trail and do your research again before you go on that lake. Are there any inlets or outlets where there would be water flowing underneath the ice? Because that creates thinner ice, and there could possibly be open water as well. So slow down. And know where you're going as far as in the lakes or any water crossings that you're going to be traveling upon.
So I imagine drug and alcohol use can be a factor, too, with snowmobile safety.
Yes. We are, in Minnesota, we are a zero-tolerance state, meaning that we promote safe snowmobiling. We encourage people to wait till they're done to have one. If you're out snowmobiling, please ride sober. We all know the effects that drinking alcohol or drugs can have on impairing a person's judgment, slowing their reaction time, and snowmobilers that drink, just like anybody who operates a motor vehicle, they tend to make poor decisions, and those decisions can be tragic.
Now, what's the minimum age required to operate a snowmobile?
Well, in the state of Minnesota, under the age of 12, without a safety certificate, youth can actually drive snowmobiles on public lands and waters and grant and aid trails if they are accompanied by an adult, which means their parent or legal guardian or another person who is 18 years of age or older, designated by the parent or guardian. And that person, Mark, needs to be close enough to that youth to be able to direct the youth's operation of their snowmobile. But under the age of 12, without a certificate, they are not allowed to cross state or county roads. So mom or dad would have to, you know, drive their snowmobile across that road for them if that were the case. and they cannot operate snowmobiles on streets or highways. But when a youth turns 11, they are old enough to take our youth snowmobile safety class. And when they earn their certificate, a snowmobile safety certificate becomes valid on the 12th birthday of that youth, if they happen to be 11. And then with a state snowmobile safety certificate, the regulations are a little bit different. But, for instance, for 12- and 13-year-olds with a certificate, they can operate on public lands, waters, or those Grant and Aid trails, either with an adult or by themselves if they have that valid snowmobile safety certificate. But at 12 and 13, they still cannot cross state or county roads or drive snowmobiles on streets or highways in a municipality.
Now, that Minnesota DNR website, Snowmobile Safety, has a lot of information about these safety courses.
Yes. Yep, we have a lot of information there, and our safety classes are in full swing. I checked this morning before talking to you, and when an individual or a family goes online and looks at the options, we have two classes out there, a traditional classroom course for snowmobile safety for youth, and then the CD course. And right now we have about 9 traditional classes being offered throughout the state and about 77 CD courses. And a couple of things with these courses. Again, volunteers are huge, and I must, you know, give them a shout-out, so to speak, because, Mark, we have over 1,500 snowmobile safety volunteers who are certified by the DNR to teach snowmobile safety who put these classes on in their local communities throughout the state. And without them, we could not deliver these important classes. And they will be adding classes. If somebody goes on to the DNR website and they don't see a snowmobile safety class in their local area, please check those listings daily, because new classes get added daily. And there are times where you may end up driving to the next town to, you know, participate in a snowmobile safety class as well.
And we do have a very active snowmobile club up here in Grand Marais, too, and I'm sure people can contact them to find out more about snowmobile training kind of classes that are offered.
Correct, yes. If you know a contact with your local snowmobile club, definitely you can contact them directly.
Now, if someone wants more information, the DNR website is going to be a good resource for finding that out, correct?
Yes, mndnr.gov.
All right. And I did open up, boy, that's a great website. I opened up the whole Minnesota snowmobile safety laws, rules, and regulations, a big colorful booklet, and you can actually open that up online, too.
Yep, that's available for you. And, you know, there's a handful of laws out there that are important, you know, again, for your safety and respecting the environment and other trail users. So get to know those laws and, you know, be a safe, smart snowmobiler.
We've been talking with Leland Owens, Recreational Vehicle Coordinator with the Minnesota DNR. For more information on snowmobile safety, call 888-646-6367 or go online, Minnesota DNR and snowmobile, and you will find out all you need to know. Anything else you'd like to add, Leland?
Nope, just happy holidays to everybody up on the North Shore. And again, let's keep our fingers crossed for some snow so we can all get out there and enjoy a great Minnesota winter.
We're doing a snow dance here, Leland.
Wonderful.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mark.